Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's loud and local, and we are celebrating something that is very loud. It is Black and Loud. It's Jack Daniels presents, Jack Daniels and Dice Lab presents Black and Loud 2024, Saturday, September 14th at the Crocodile, taking over all the venues of the Crocodile. And we got our man, King Youngblood, and our man, Aaron Jones. This is a historic thing right now because we have these two forces of rock and roll music here in the Northwest together for one evening to talk all about Black and Loud Festival. So, gentlemen, how you guys doing?
I'm living the dream, man. Living the dream or the beautiful nightmare. I'm not sure what day it is, but that's all I know.
Okay. Nice.
Truthfully, sitting here feels more like a family reunion than an interview. It's good to see both of y'all.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Guys, okay. So you teamed up, I think, last year when I had you up, King Young, Cameron. We had you up last night. Last year, you said, I'm going to aim for Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Cover,
no, not at all, man. I remember that conversation clearly. I think we were in the room right behind us.
Yep.
And I remember saying, like, you know, I'm really stoked about the lineup this year, and you asked me the dream lineup, and now I'm sitting next to my big brother.
There we go. Yeah, man. So Black and Loud, tell me a little bit about, like, what Black and Loud is. We did this last year. Let's reintroduce it to the folks.
Absolutely. Black and Loud Fest is a celebration of black-fronted bands that everybody is invited to. You know, we're coming up on our third year of doing it in Seattle. This is technically actually the fourth Black and Loud. We were able to bring it across state lines to Portland for the first time this year as well.
Yeah.
But this is Black and Loud's homecoming show as well as kind of Aaron's homecoming as well.
Yeah.
You know, for us coming up in the Pacific Northwest, this is the opportunity for folks to really lock in with a lot of people that are making big changes in the Seattle music community, and giving folks a chance to come be a part of the celebration and giving black artists their flowers. It's what it's all about. A bunch of good music and a bunch of incredible bands.
That is awesome. And it kind of is your homecoming, Aaron. It's going to be great to see you, man. And you've been out there just, I mean, opening for the Rolling Stones. Does that ring a bell? You know, some incredible moments of the last few years, man. So we're so proud of you, man. I mean, it's so awesome to see, you know, from Painting the Grass, seeing you back in the day to the heights of rock stardom.
Man, thank you.
And then
I appreciate that. I really do.
Really flying that Seattle flag, man. So.
Yeah, I am, you know, I keep it pushing. You know, I keep trying to make sure that, like, I am representing this town and just as importantly, wherever I go, you know, and there's definitely a sound here. I mean, I don't, you know, not just to pinpoint grunge, because grunge is a part of that sound, but, you know, let's go way back, even to, we were talking about Jimi Hendrix that we had in a video we posted online.
Yeah, and you were saying Jimmy was grunge.
He is the godfather of grunge, really, if you think about it. You
know,
if you really think about that, you could say Jimmy's the godfather and Tina Bell might be the godmother of grunge.
Yep.
But like that in itself is the sound here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you take a listen to, you can say Jimmy, but you can also say like the Sonics, you know, you can say whose other band was it?
Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. You could say, you know, there's a plethora of, you know, Brandi Carlile even has that Seattle sound going on in her music too, you know? So, I just tried to make sure that whenever, you know, I get out there in the world and whenever I put a record out, I'm always making sure I represent that sound though, you know?
That's awesome, man. Was Jimmy your first Seattle artist that you fell in love with?
No, you know, first Seattle, no, I don't think so, man. You know, I was at the time growing up, it was the 90s, and so
of course
it was probably something like that, dude. And I went to church too, so like I was listening to a lot of Stevie Wonder. I think my all time favorite in the 90s was Michael Jackson, though, man.
There we go.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. That's really where it started. But I was so into rock because I was growing up in the grunge and post grunge era. Don't forget post grunge. That's important.
Yeah.
And I think that was good. I think Jimmy just kind of was always a god in the ether. You know, like he was always omnipresent in my life growing up in the CD. the Central District, mm-hmm. and, you know, seeing murals of him and knowing people that knew him and just being involved in his community, I think it just kind of was just inside of me. And then when I got old enough to really get into playing guitar and studying guitar, the first person that I was led to, I mean, I put it this way, even if it wasn't for Seattle, but I would have been led this place, you know what I'm saying? Because totally. He's a rock god. But, you know, being from this town, I was led to Jimi Hendrix, and then I on out, you know, like I went from Jimi and I started branching out, and it ended up back in the 90s and into grunge music, and those sounds kind of all came together. My love of Michael Jackson, Jimi Hendrix, and Nirvana, those are all the things that, like, you hear in my music.
Put those together, you got A-Ron Jones.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah. So let's go over this lineup a little bit. Obviously, we got A-Ron Jones, we got King Youngblood at the top of the bill, but we also have a special Jack Daniels VIP tasting with you, Cameron.
Yes, I am doing the VIP tasting event this year.
Okay.
Truthfully, it's one of those special moments where the folks that snag those VIP tickets, they get a chance to meet us, but they also get to meet everybody else on the lineup, but get some tastings from Jack Daniels of whiskeys that, truthfully, they have a couple out there. Big shout out to Jack Daniels. They have a couple of whiskeys out there. I'm really sitting there and being like, we get to try this and just like, this is a, you know what I mean? And you know, for doing a tasting event or something like that, it's very interesting of figuring out what type of guitar effects pair well with a Gentleman Jack or something like that.
That's cool.
But no, it's cool. I'm going to be standing up on the bar in the hereafter at the Crocodile and getting a chance to chop it up with folks that are real super fans, snagging those VIP tickets and giving folks a chance to really get to know a lot of the artists on this lineup this year.
And some of those artists are Noah. We got Emmanuel Brown, King Naj. You got the Black and Loud Cypher. Naj?
Naj. You got it right.
Okay, cool. We got Elegant Pleasures, Sus, Ben Hunters, Nikki D and the Sisters of Thunder, which you told me I got to check out.
Yes, so. You do.
Breaks and Swells, very familiar with them. Mm-hmm. Beverly Crusher from right here in Seattle. Melanie Faith, Rome Wilson, and Bea.
Yep.
Down North, been playing them a bunch here on Loud and Local. Antoine Tyler, The Velt, mm-hmm. and of course King Youngblood and A-Ron Jones, man. So tell me a little bit about so Jack Daniels has really invested, not just like putting their name on a festival, you know, for a little promotion, but they've invested in this thing, man.
Yeah.
They've really watched it grow and given you the reins to it. So tell me a little bit about that, man.
Yeah, well, truthfully, you know, Jack Daniels has been with us since our, you know, inaugural first festival.
Yeah.
You know, back when we threw it for free in the parking lot of LTD. And
that was over in Fremont, right?
Yeah, that was in Fremont.
Yeah.
That was in Fremont, and that was, you know, 3 years ago now. And truthfully, each year that we've gotten a chance to throw this festival, they've honestly just gotten more and more involved. I think it's always a really powerful thing when there are folks with, you know, those resources to be able to actually play support in those right ways. But it's really different when there's actually a belief in the purpose behind it. And, you know, truthfully, with Jack Daniels, I couldn't ask for a better sponsor for a festival like this to really showcase, you know, those principles of putting your money where your mouth is, and also just straight up supporting black artists, like point blank verbatim. You know, they've been really huge in helping us coordinate, helping with funding, you know, all of that stuff that goes into the nuts and bolts of making a festival actually happen. But I think more than that, if they've really shown that what is so important to Black and Loud purpose-wise is also important to them. And they've just been incredible.
Shout out Jack Daniels. You're going to have some nice Jack Daniels drinks to serve people.
So, absolutely.
For the VIP tasting. And again, we're talking with A-Ron Jones. We're talking with King Youngblood. That was a voice you just heard. And they're going to be playing for Black and Loud Festival Saturday, September 14th. It is Jack Daniels and Dice Lab Presents. And you can go to blackandloudfest.com to get yourself some tickets. It's going down all day long at the Crocodile. We got tons of artists. You guys got a cipher?
Yeah.
You got a cipher. Okay, right on. Okay, so A-Ron, have you been to Black and Loud Festival before?
It's my first time going to Black
All
and
right,
Loud.
Man.
You know, we've talked for a long time about it, though, man. He's definitely kept me abreast of what's been going on with the festival year by year, and I'm glad I finally have my schedule matches up and I get a chance to make it work, you know, and anytime I can be helpful and be supportive in anything this young man is doing, I'm going to be there, you know, so.
Thank you, man. Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit about your guys' relationship in just a moment. We got to play some King Youngblood, though. You're listening to Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, and you can go see Black and Loud Festival with this artist you're about to hear, King Youngblood, with Aaron Jones. We'll be playing some of that in just a moment. But Blood in the Water, or sorry, we're going to play Too Late Too Soon right now by King Youngblood. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the relationship between you guys and what spawned this great friendship and working relationship. So King Youngblood, you're going to be playing Black and Loud, man. You want to introduce this one?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this song is King Youngblood's most popular song, and kind of in the same vein of what Aaron was talking about representing the Seattle sound. I think that if there's anything that Seattle artists do incredibly well, it's doing a lot of genre blending.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, this song feels like it's classical, gospel, and rock music coming together for something really impactful and important. And we're stoked to play it with our full string section, actually,
nice,
this year at Black and Loud Fest.
All right, here it is. It's Too Late Too Soon, King Youngblood. Catch them Saturday, September 14th at Black and Loud Festival.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Too Late Too Soon. You can catch that with an entire string section, and that's going to be going down Saturday, September 14th at the Crocodile for Jack Daniels and Dice Lab Presents Black and Loud Festival. Aaron Jones, King Youngblood, the tag team champions of Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going into my wrestling promo voice right there.
Oh, I love it. I'm ready
that's
for
right,
it.
Brother. Yeah. Brother.
Yeah. So, Aaron, you kind of took King Youngblood under your wing. Is that right? When did you guys meet, first off?
Well, he was still like a teenager. A while ago now.
I must have been, like
15 or 16.
I think I was 16.
He was super young when I met him, man. And I was still trying to figure out myself in terms of just, you know, trying to make it, man, make something happen for myself. But what I saw in him, and just as a young man, I thought to myself, like, if you can kind of figure some of this stuff out early on, your career for the rest of your life is going to continue to grow in these big jumps, you know. And so that's kind of how it started, man. And, you know, we've stayed close ever since then. And yeah, man, this is a dude I really believe in terms of skill and overall ability, guitar playing wise, and just work ethic. You know, he's got the sauce, you know. So I always took it upon myself to make sure that if I could be around to help support anyway, I was going to be there and do that, man. So I'm glad we finally get a chance to make it happen and do Black and Loud together, you know.
Thank you so much, man.
Of course, man.
Yeah, if I could just jump in on that too. You know, the reason why I got into rock music in particular was I wanted to see more people that looked like me making this kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had a chance to first not just hear Aaron, but see Aaron, it felt like having that validation that I'm not isolated with pursuing this, you know, music career in this way, especially as a black rock artist from Seattle. Aaron has been incredibly supportive, not just of me and King Youngblood, but truthfully, all of these different bands in the Seattle scene. He's been not just an incredibly powerful representation of the music here, but he's really stood on business when it comes to representing and connecting, especially with the black music community and just truthfully the rock community of the Pacific Northwest. So yeah, quite honestly, it's like I talk about him like he's my big bro, because he is. And you know, Aaron has put me on to so much incredibly helpful insight and information. And you know, this year and last year was the first time we actually got a chance to do some writing together too. And, he's been somebody that has been not just an incredible inspiration for me, but somebody that I've been just so honored to be able to connect with in those ways. You know, I know they say don't meet your heroes, but unless you meet an Aaron, you might want to.
Yeah, that's right, man.
That's awesome, man. I love that.
They do say that though. Right? Like it's true, man. That's always why I tried to be real humble though, right? Like
sure.
I think that, you know what's funny is like I got that from all the Seattle dudes, right? Like that's like the LA thing. I think is definitely more Hollywood, right? Where it's cats like really want to like let you know who they know and what they've done and all that stuff. Seattle cats
clout.
Clout. You know, and Riz. Yeah, that's what the kids are saying these days. Riz. I don't know.
But the cool thing about Seattle is you know guys like I was at the Metallica show. Kim Thayil from Soundgarden. And guys from Alice in Chains were just hanging out.
Yeah,
Duff McKagan just hanging out.
The dudes, I mean, you know, 10 years ago, I mean, I'll never forget this, bro. I'm playing Crocodile, you know, just back at the time, we were super hot in Seattle. Yep. That was all we did with Seattle. And we were probably, I mean, this had to be our 10th or 7th or 8th sold out show in Seattle, 2nd or 3rd at the Crocodile at this point, you know. And somebody comes backstage and says, hey, man, like, you know, Duff McKagan wants to say what's up. So I come out there, and you know, it's like something out of a movie, bro. You remember the old Crocodile seats, the way they sat?
Oh, yeah.
It's like a big circle table. Yep. They had this whole reserve section, and I walk out there, and it's Duff McKagan and Sean Kenny, and I'm just like, oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, cool. Man.
You know? And so they're backstage, they're hanging, man. And since then, I've been able to hang with these dudes and get to know. I've got to know Kim.
Hell yeah.
Got to know Duff, and I just been around these dudes coming up and crisscrossing and working on projects together and things like that. I just texted Duff just yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
And like, those cats are who I looked up to and taught me how to maintain this humble nature, because it's like that's why I don't want to live in Hollywood, man. I don't want to live in LA. I don't want to be the dude that's dropping names and telling you what I did or who I'm about, man. I always want to be some kid you can say what's up to and that you know is from your town, you know.
Mm. And that's how people when they talk to Aaron at shows, they're like, you know, I just talked to Aaron Jones.
Yeah, man.
I'll be chilling, man. You know,
come on,
I'll be chilling.
That's amazing. So, again, you can catch both these bands along with a plethora of others at Black and Loud Festival. It's going down Saturday, September 14th at the Crocodile. And so many artists, as well as a VIP, Jack Daniels VIP tasting. At blackandloudfest.com, Jack Daniels and Dice Lab presents. Kind of teased it. You said you're doing a little co-writing, doing a little collaboration with Aaron.
Yeah.
So this is not something we can just brush over, because that is, like I said, tag team champions, let's rock and roll here. So is this a King Youngblood song? Is this an Aaron song? What can we expect from this collaboration?
Man? It's a few.
It's a few?
Actually, at Black and Loud Fest, we're going to be playing a few of the songs that Aaron and I have co-written for the next King Youngblood album.
Okay.
But it's exciting because it's one of those moments of like really branching out and doing more co-writing, at least for me personally.
Yeah.
Has always been a really big goal, and I think truthfully it's a massive strength in being able to expand creatively, you know, your inspirations and ideas. But working with Aaron in particular has put me on to so much game as far as how to really effectively connect with people the way that I want to.
Yeah.
But you know, for us, you know, the chance to actually it's a tune called Outrun Your Shadow, and I'm certain that it's going to be the title track for the new King Youngblood album coming out in 2025.
All right. So you're saying it 2025.
Yeah, man.
You're calling your shot.
I am. I'm doing it. But what was it like for you, man?
Oh, it was cool, man. You know, one of the things I always try to pass along, if I can, if any knowledge I pass along, and learning how to put together a good song. I mean, you know, having been from here and had local success as a songwriter, and going on having international success as a songwriter, you know, I've learned a lot of lessons and a lot of things that have turned me into the kind of cat that can write and have a hit on the radio, you know. And so there's not a lot of that here in Seattle. There's not a lot of cats that have a lot of that knowledge, and the ones that do pass it on to who they can. But I think it's important to kind of follow in those footsteps as well and be able to come back and say, hey, man, like, you know, you got to put this verse here or cut this verse in half or do, you know, arrangement, composition, melodies, all that stuff.
Sharing
you know?
The game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's pretty much, you know, was the purpose was just always to get with this cat and keep passing along information. I think it's going to help his career, you know.
That's amazing. That's awesome. It's cool to see like a mentorship program, but also like on the same level as for this beautiful thing. So again, Black and Loud Festival, Saturday, September 14th at the Crocodile. So many artists, but right now we're talking with Aaron Jones and King Youngblood. You can get your tickets at blackandloudfest.com. Before we jump into a song for you, Aaron, any final words and talk a little bit more about Black and Loud Festival before we jump into Aaron's song?
Yeah, you know, this is going to be, I think, probably one of the more important festivals we see in Seattle this year. Just in the fact that, like, you know, there's a history here. It rooted in the African-American community and music. I think that sometimes it's a little overshadowed by the grunge scene.
Sure.
You know? And I think that this is going to be one of the more important festivals this year to highlight who we are and where we come from and, you know, the seeds that were planted in order to grow and create the grunge scene kind of started in our community. And I think that's going to be really cool to acknowledge that on that day. So it's really important to get out there and just show your support. You know, I mean, it's not like I don't think we're trying to make this a black or white thing. This isn't a thing about race or anything like that.
It's a celebration.
It's about celebration.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's celebrating. And I'm hoping that with the city and the rest of everybody out there, that if you hear me out there, and I don't care who you're voting for or what you're doing, if it doesn't matter, but you should come on down and enjoy this music with us, because we are a part of your community, we're part of your city, we're part of your state, and this it'll mean the world to us, but it means the world to the Seattle music scene too.
I love it.
I think if I may, just to tag on to that
100%.
Too, a big part of the ethos of Black and Loud Fest is giving people their flowers. And, you know, for me, every year I get a chance to talk with other people that were on the lineup about it in post, and they just say, I didn't know how much I needed this until it happened. And I'm really honored to be able to give flowers to my peers in the Seattle mm-hmm. music scene, to my mentor, my big bro, Aaron. But even more than that, give flowers to the music community that has held space for us to become who we are.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to see you and have you join us to rip it at Black and Loud Fest this year.
Again, that Saturday, September 14th at the Crocodile Black and Loud Festival. You can hear this song probably, right? Blood in the Water?
Indeed.
All right. It's Aaron Jones. You're listening to Loud and Local Black and Loud Fest, Saturday, September 14th at the Crocodile. It's The Rock.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.